Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
President Donald Trump has endorsed former Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, in his bid for mayor, having labeled his main opponent, the official Democrat, Zoran Mamdani, a communist. The president has even threatened to cut off funding should Zoran win. The Democrat Mamdani continues his lead in the polls over his opponents, who are the aforementioned Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. There are also battles for the gubernatorial job in Virginia and New Jersey, and Proposition 50 is being voted on in California. Now, first of all, we'll hear Mamdani's response to Trump's endorsement on CNN. He had this to say.
Do you think it will help Cuomo at all in the polls? I guess specifically if you assume that Trump's trying to talk to that 15% of people who say they're going to vote for Curtis Sliwa.
You know, we continue to be confident about what tomorrow will look like for us, but I do think New Yorkers must understand that Andrew Cuomo waited until the final day before the election to have this be revealed. He wanted to be able to make the message to Democrats that he was, in fact, the governor that he said he was. And then right at the last moment, the last opportunity to fully embrace the MAGA movement that we have long said he is tied to.
Mamdani also gave his thoughts on Trump's funding threats.
If he says unlikely he's going to contribute federal funds, I mean, what happens then? What will you do if that's how he goes?
Well, I think you can clearly see that Donald Trump is threatened by our campaign. He's threatened by it because, like his, we've diagnosed the crisis in working class New Yorkers' lives, the cost of living. But unlike him, we're actually going to deliver on that. And that is a contrast that he can't bear to see.
Now, joining me to talk about this is political analyst and professor at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin, Scott Lucas. Scott, good morning.
Morning to you, Pat.
Now, how are you calling at this 11th hour the race in New York, first of all?
I've learned after bitter experience never to make a prediction. I've been burned in the past, but the state here is that, you know, all the polls have Mamdani in the lead coming up to the election. There's one poll, which may or may not be an outlier, that says that Andrew Cuomo, the former New York governor, has closed to within 5%, but all the other polls have Mamdani up by about 10 to 18%.
Now, it's an extraordinary fall from grace for Cuomo that he was, of course, governor of New York. He had his difficulties during the pandemic because his actions over nursing homes were not deemed to be maybe safe enough for people who were shipped there and died. And then, of course, there were the allegations of sexual misconduct, which cost him his job, really. So he was a retired Democrat. And then suddenly he's out of retirement and running as an independent with the backing of MAGA.
Yeah, there was a Democratic primary in June as Cuomo was trying to revive his political fortunes. And with that caution we made about polling a moment ago, he was up on Mamdani by about 10% going into that primary, which was ranked choice rather than a straight up vote. But in the end, Mamdani took about 56% of the vote, and he thought, okay, that's it for Cuomo. He's finished. But very quickly, he said, no, I'm going to have another go at him. And because the current New York governor, Eric Adams, who also was beaten badly in that primary, because he dropped out, it gave Cuomo a shot if he could mobilize all the forces who are anti-Mamdani. The problem for Cuomo is that there's a third candidate, and this is Curtis Sliwa, who is nominally a Republican, but he's better known as being the founder of the Guardian Angels, that group from 1979 was patrolling New York City subways.
Now, the results we shall know presumably in the early hours. What then of Trump's threats to withdraw funding from New York, the state, as well as the city, any federal funding that might be they might be entitled to? I mean, what could Mamdani do if he tried to weaponize that threat?
Well, first, before we get there, Pat, I know quite a few New Yorkers, and whatever their political party, they don't take kindly to bullying. So I have a feeling that Trump's threat, combined with his endorsement of Cuomo, may actually be a boost to Mamdani. That said, if Mamdani was elected, and Trump comes in and says, that's it, no federal assistance for you. First of all, I would expect a legal challenge. The U.S. president simply can't turn on and turn off federal funding to cities and states, even if Trump thinks he has unlimited authority. Secondly, I would think that Mamdani's people, it's a pretty smart campaign, they have gamed this out. And what they'll do is they'll go to New Yorkers and they'll say, this is exactly what you're facing from the federal government. This is how we're going to respond to it, including making sure that they have the support of the New York State Administration, which is led by a Democrat, Kathy Hochul, because a lot of the funding proposals Mamdani is making do not depend on federal funds.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints. TC.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As they do on state support.
Now, how much is Trump's concern about, you know, ideology, and how much is it concerned with Trump activities? He's moved most of them to Florida, but Trump companies might be paying a higher tax under Mamdani than they would be under a Cuomo regime.
Well, Trump's already restricted from doing business in New York, Pat, if you might remember, because of the record settlement, the fine, I think, of more than $500 million he was ordered to pay over fraud a couple of years ago. That case is still playing out. He's still appealing it. You know, Trump is largely a name in New York rather than, you know, as it were, his big business empire being based there. I think this is ego to start off with. I think Trump sees someone who is getting attention. And Mamdani has gotten a lot of attention. It's been a meteoric rise, and Trump doesn't like that. Secondly, Trump sees a political threat. Mamdani is offering a very different vision of U.S. politics, a very different approach to Trump's. And Trump is, well, that bullying always hides a sense of insecurity. So I think that's what's driving him. As far as ideology goes, look, come on. I mean, you know, if you're going to come out using the slur communist, which I've heard for all of my life, and which goes back to the red baiting back in the Cold War, that ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, but also his best pal at the moment is President Xi of China, who is, of course, a communist.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, Trump ain't consistent. I mean, that's not where he plays here. He's just simply grabbing the word communist because that's the one which has sort of been the mark of Satan put on people for decades in the United States. I think the more serious political issue beyond Trump slurs is America ready for a democratic socialist, which Mamdani quite openly is. And it's interesting. Socialism is something which, you know, many governments in Europe are socialist. Many governments that are centrist are socialist. Yet in the United States, it's still used as an insult. It's still used as a tag. Does it still stick in this case?
I mean, the promise of rent control, the promise of free public transport, the promise of decent, affordable health care, all of these are things that populations in most European countries either have or fervently wish for and vote for. So what is it about Americans who don't want that? I mean, is they talk about having a resistance to the state being involved in everything, but Trump's state is involved in everything. It has its fingers in every single pie.
Yeah, I mean, I dare say a lot of people in Dublin might fancy some of those Mamdani policies. But there is an economic, you know, case to be argued over what Mamdani is proposing. When you take the proposals on rent control, state-backed grocery store, sorry, city-backed grocery stores in some neighborhoods, free childcare, fare free transport, it's around about $7 billion is the estimated cost, which, you know, someone's got to finance that.
Yeah. But I mean, if you look at the businesses in New York City, if they paid a little bit more each, that would be comfortably raised.
Yeah, and that's what Mamdani is saying. He can raise $9 billion from raising business and corporate tax. But then that gets you to, I think the fundamental of your question beyond Trump, Pat, which is that America, you know, again, has this free market economy rationale. And although it's not a completely free market economy, we could talk about that later.
Sure. I mean, he invests in Intel. He gets mixed up in TikTok and flogs it to his tech buddies. There's all sorts of stuff going on where the Trump state is involved in very big things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Trump is corrupt. Let's just put that down there as a marker. But, you know, the fact here is that well before Trump, you have an America in which I grew up, which said, look, you know, businesses run, businesses finance people's lives. Government should not be heavily involved in providing those basic provisions for Americans. Healthcare is a great example, because then that would raise taxes. That would cost you a lot of money. And in contrast to the European attitude, especially after World War II, which is, no, we are all in this together. Therefore, the government should work with us to make sure everyone has basic social services. You have this sort of laissez-faire economics in the United States. Now, it's not complete, as we've noted here, but you have seen in recent years, going back to Ronald Reagan, all the way up to Trump, this pushback on social provision. And let's just contrast two things. Whereas Zora Mandami is talking about providing for the basics in terms of transport, in terms of childcare, in terms of education, in terms of food, the Trump administration is cutting Medicare and Medicaid by almost $1 trillion, which has been a fundamental of America since the 1960s. So you have two very contrasting economic visions, even now, if Trump overshadows that a bit.
Now, moving to the other elections, as it were, the gubernatorial elections in New Jersey and Virginia, they are more likely to be straws in the wind for the Democrats to judge how they're doing, rather than the gubernatorial race, which is obviously something very different, rather than the mayoral race, which is something very different. So talk to me about Virginia and New Jersey and who is likely to win, and if it is two Democrats, what that tells Trump.
I think you're right. These are bellwether contests. Most of the American contests for Congress and for state office take place next year, but you have a few states that vote this year. In New Jersey, you have the Democrats have held the office for the past 8 years under a governor named Phil Murphy. If they could hold it for a third consecutive term, that would mark a shift in New Jersey politics, which of course is next to New York. In Virginia, a representative, Abigail Spanberger, is running against a black female Trumpist, Winsome Sears. And, you know, this is a question in terms of Virginia is what we call a purple state. It used to be Republican. It swung more to the middle in recent years. If Spanberger can win, along with a victory in New Jersey, it shows that the Democrat Party, far from what some pundits have been saying, including here, that it's finished, Democratic Party at state level is actually quite healthy. And that's where you're going to see the seeds of the challenge that rise towards the Trumpist in 2026, rather than the headlines about what's happening in Washington on a day-to-day basis.
Now, the final electoral contest is a vote on Proposition 50 in California, which would allow them to redraw the congressional districts and therefore gerrymander midterm, as it were. And, I mean, they use the term gerrymander in a different way. We use it in a very pejorative way. It seems to be just an accepted part of the political process in the U.S., but they only do it after a census every 10 years. Then the Republicans started it in Texas, and it's moved to other states as well. So Governor Newsom has put this proposition forward, Proposition 50. What do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with gerrymandered pejorative term, Pat, because I grew up in the American South, and that's what was used to keep blacks out of office where I grew up and in other states. And as you noted, that had been limited by the requirement. Now, you can only redistrict every 10 years, and the Republicans have absolutely shattered that in several states, beginning with Texas, but also possibly continuing in places like Indiana. And so Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said, we're going to fight back. If the Republicans are going to effectively rig the electoral system so they can take more House of Representatives seats, then we'll do the same thing. And that posed voters in California with a difficult choice. On principle, many of them would have said, no, we don't think this is really fair to gerrymander. But at the same time, practically, what do you do when the Republicans are trying to stack the deck in the 2026 elections? At this point, about 60% of people who are polled favor the proposition to redistrict. Early voting is along those lines as well. And most people have early voted in California. So it looks like this proposition will pass.
Okay, well, we shall see. I presume we'll have those results coming through fairly quickly overnight from the East Coast and a bit later on from the West Coast. But for the moment, thank you very much for joining us. That's Scott Lucas, a professor and political analyst from the Clinton Institute at UCD.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.